Welcome home!
Hey everybody, how are we?
What's up, gang? How's everybody doing?
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm back.
Who's that?
You guys know who it is. Yeah, man. It's me. I'm back, baby. What's up?
It's the Welcome Home Dolan episode.
What's up, guys? I know everybody's excited. You mean my return has been anticipated?
Yes, sir.
You know, I appreciate you guys.
Yep. You know, giving us phone calls, staying up with your motivational speaking.
Yeah, you know, I like to make other people's lives as good as possible. You feel me?
Yeah.
On some good person shit.
Hell yeah. Been working on building up anticipation, and here we are.
Yeah, here we fucking are. You feel me? We back, baby. We in action. Full-fledged, 100%. Out here. Active.
Well, yeah, and not only is it a big episode because it's your return, it's episode 20.
Yeah, we've been doing this shit since been doing it.
Yeah, we're celebrating 6 months, 20 episodes. Not bad. Not a bad run.
I don't really know how that math works out, but that's all right. It's all right.
It works out how it works out.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, we've made it this far.
We here, man. 6 months, 20 episodes. Loving the support from you guys. You mean, we fucks with y'all the same way y'all fucks with us.
Oh, yeah. And we thank you for that support. To all our new listeners, welcome home, guys. We're happy to have you here. We're happy you joined us. Make sure you're following us on social medias, Twitter and Instagram, at Welcome Home Pods. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us 5 stars. Nice written review. That shit is appreciated. To all our returning listeners, welcome home, homies.
What's up, y'all?
Good to have you back.
Y'all missed me.
I know they did.
I know y'all did too. It's okay.
How could they not?
I don't know.
They're the homies.
They are the homies.
Yeah.
Shouts out the homies now. We fuck with y'all.
If you'd like to show your support for the Welcome Home podcast, a fantastic way to do that is just reposting our episode drops or our page in your Instagram story. Showing your support of Welcome Home by reposting us really does a lot for us, really helps us bring in new listeners and share with people and get the word out.
Y'all got all that time to share them goddamn memes. You can share some high quality content right here. Feel me?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Just a quick repost is all it takes.
Yeah, and it's super helpful for us and we really appreciate it. You could also show your support by checking out the link to our Patreon in our episode description. You can get a lot of cool perks and merch with supporting us through Patreon, so you're definitely going to want to check that out.
You fuck around and get you a hoodie or something.
Yeah. So yeah, 20 episodes in, growing, getting bigger and better every week. We also got our A12 Gaming launched on YouTube. You can check out me and Dolan playing some games.
Yeah, you know, just some light entertainment for your evening.
Yeah.
Put it on over a nice wine tasting or something. Just have a ball, you feel me? Just have a good time.
Yeah, so to find that, go on YouTube, search up A12 Media Productions, find our page, make sure to subscribe, because we got a lot of other content coming in the near future, and we're going to get to that at the end of the episode, so stick around to hear about what we got coming for you guys.
Yeah, you better not go nowhere.
All right. So, Dolan, it's episode 20.
Yes, it is.
In your absence, we've had Jake hosting Welcome Home with us.
I've heard.
He did a fantastic job hosting. I hope you agree. You've listened to most of his episodes. You got one left.
He did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
I couldn't have asked for a better feeling for me.
So, shouts out Jake, holding it down. We've been starting off our episodes, as you've heard, with some things relating to the number 20. You got anything off the top of your head?
420.
420, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday?
My favorite time of day. Holiday. It's always 420 somewhere. Fuck 5 o'clock, feel me?
Yeah, 420, that's a...
That's the first I think of, and like $20 bills are probably like the most popular currency.
Probably a couple Jacksons.
Is it Jackson? Yeah, it is Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
They were supposed to make them Harriet Tubmans, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
And they were supposed to make the 20 Harriet Tubmans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Unless the internet lied to me. You can't believe everything you hear online. But,
no.
But yeah, I definitely saw that somewhere.
You can believe the Welcome Home podcast, though.
We wouldn't lie to you guys.
No, never.
Unless somebody lied to us and then we just relayed the lie unknowingly, of course.
And then there's just lies all around.
Right. We're gonna try to keep our statements as factual as we can.
What else we got for 20? Do you know who the 20th president was?
Was it Andrew Jackson?
I don't know.
That would make sense because he's on the $20 bill.
Do you want to take a guess?
I know it wasn't Andrew Jackson, so that's not my guess. But as to who my guess would be, I really have no idea. So I'm just going to say Andrew Jackson, even though I know it's not. I'm pretty sure he was like the 5th, or like he might not even been a president. But I think that's Alexander Hamilton. But I don't know what he's on either. Is he on a bill?
He's on the 50.
Yeah, I don't think he was a president. One of them wasn't. Forget which bill it is.
So you're going with Andrew Jackson?
I'm going with Andrew Jackson. Okay. Yeah.
James Garfield.
He was fat, wasn't he?
Probably.
Sounds fat.
Isn't he the one that tried to outlaw Mondays?
Did he?
I think so.
As he fucking should.
And I feel like he was fat from eating lasagna.
No, that was the cat.
Oh.
That was the cat Garfield.
Okay. I've been watching a new show.
Okay. I have two, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. So my show is called Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Right. Not a new show, just new to you.
I suppose.
They're making a new season, but the show itself has been out for over 20 years, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great show. I've seen pretty much probably every episode.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah, well, I've been watching it for almost 20 years.
Well, see, I had never watched any kind of crime or detective show like that outside of CSI Miami.
Okay.
And I was getting a lot of flack for that for some reason.
Well, probably because there are a lot of other good crime shows.
Yeah, but would they be better than CSI Miami?
Comparing SVU to CSI Miami?
Well, I mean...
What do you think?
They're different types of shows, kind of, though.
Well, that's not what I asked you. Which one do you think is better?
I've thoroughly been enjoying SVU.
Gun to your head, somebody tells you you gotta pick one to put on right now or I'm gonna shoot you.
Oh, SVU.
You're putting on SVU. You're not putting on CSI Miami. So SVU is the better show.
I suppose objectively, I don't know. You know, we'll see how evolves over its lifespan. You know, you say it's been on 20 plus years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is like the 24th season or 21st season or 20. It's over the 20th season.
Yeah.
How many seasons did CSI Miami have?
10.
Okay, so this is twice as good as that. at least.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
You have any standout characters?
On SVU?
Yeah.
Detective Olivia Benson.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of Olivia Benson.
How could you not be?
Yeah, she's just a spectacular woman. I was a big fan of Detective Elliot Stabler.
Please watch your tone.
I'm sorry?
You said was?
Well, I mean, I haven't watched the show in a long time.
Okay. Better be all you mean. I don't do no fucking spoilers.
No, I don't think. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Elliot Stabler.
Yeah, big fan of Elliot Stabler.
How could you not be? This is a fantastic character all around.
I'm also a big fan of Detective Odafin Tutuola.
Of course.
He's a great addition to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Detective John Munch as well.
The OG detectives that I'm witnessing right now, basically.
Yeah, and you see how you called him OG?
Well, I know that there's different characters introduced over 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not an idiot, but like... Yeah. I don't want to know anything.
Captain Cragen's not bad, too. He makes the wrong decisions sometimes, so.
I can understand that. I get on board with that.
And Barba, the DA, he's kind of a douchebag sometimes.
I don't know him.
Yeah, what else? Nick Rosario, I think. You haven't met him yet?
No. You've basically named all the characters I've met.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good show. I can't lie to you.
Are you familiar with John Mulaney at all?
I am. I'm a big John Mulaney fan.
Really?
I am.
Have you seen his thing about Ice-T on SVU?
Yes.
His stand-up bit?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I watched that stand-up earlier today, and I was loving that part. I had to rewind when I heard it. Let me make sure I get all this.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to lately. Obviously, you and I have been working a lot together on not only A12 Gaming, but working on some of the stuff we got coming up. But what else have you been up to the past couple weeks? Give the homies a little, you know, what's up? I'm Dolan. I'm back, bitches.
I've been relaxing, enjoying my time back. I worked as an electrician's assistant for 3 days. But yeah, other than that, haven't been doing much. I started watching Schitt's Creek.
Okay.
On Netflix.
You've been a fan of that?
It's all right. It's not terrible.
I've never seen it, but I've heard a bunch of people enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
There's no SVU, though.
No, absolutely not.
No, there's no Wicked Tuna, either.
Nope, a whole different kind of show.
Yeah, I had to tell Jake about Wicked Tuna a couple episodes back.
How do you feel about that?
He thought he would enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah, we should follow up and see if he ever got around to watching an episode.
We should.
I was working as an electrician's assistant. What was that like?
It was actually very boring. I did not do much at all. I drilled holes, put wires through those holes, and screwed some stuff in.
There you go.
Yeah, it was really not a great time.
But now you're qualified to wire a house.
I wouldn't say that exactly, but I'm definitely qualified to help somebody wire a house. I can give you my assistance for sure. I don't know if I would just go in there by myself and start ripping your walls apart. Might not be the best idea for any of us.
Understandable. Wrapping up on the number 20, 2020.
2020.
We forgot about that one. We left that one out.
Well, you know why.
Yeah. 2021 around the corner.
I mean, like, by the time this comes out, it'll basically be 2021.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much there. Fuck 2020. You feel me? This year's fucking sucked.
Well, episode 21 will be debuting in 2021.
Look at that. New fucking beginning.
Fucking A right.
New leafs, new beginnings. That's what this show is about.
Yeah.
Fucking new shit.
New shit. And we got new shit coming.
We sure fucking do.
Yeah.
Y'all think this is a fucking joke. We got some shit for y'all.
All right. Well, you ready to get back into it?
Yeah, dog.
Knock the rust off.
Yeah. Let's get the fuck in it.
I'm gonna be starting with the Reddit referral.
Okay.
You remember the Reddit referral?
Yeah, I do.
Jake and I have been singing a Reddit referral song the past couple episodes. You want to give it a shot?
No, I'm not going to sing the song.
Why not?
I was listening earlier and I made the decision in my head that I'm not going to sing the song. I'm going to leave that to you and Jake. That was your guys' thing. I don't want to intrude on that.
Okay.
I don't want to step on any toes. You're more than welcome to sing it solo, but I don't know if it's going to have the same ring to it.
I think you got a good point.
As when you and Jake do it.
So we'll get into Reddit.
Let's fucking get it on Reddit. Yeah, y'all like that. I don't know.
It's time for our first one.
All right, what do we got?
I'm sleeping with my cousin.
Wow. All right.
Perfect way to return, right?
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing?
So my cousin and I have always been close and had a liking for one another. In the last couple of years, we have been really close and sometimes would have open and even flirty chats. About 6 months ago, we started being more physical. Hugs to ass grabbing to cuddling. We talked about it and kind of agreed that we are okay with it. We started kissing, having oral sex, and then I lost my virginity to him, which was never the plan, but anyway.
Wow.
So we are having sex at least once or twice a week. Yeah, we do use protection. The deal is, as long as we have a benefits thing going, neither of us have relationships or other physical things with anyone else. He will be moving away for university in January, and then obviously we'll hook up with people or get a girlfriend, so we have to end our thing forever once he leaves. I'm sad about it, but I also knew that it was a temporary thing. I feel guilty too, because not only is it incest, it also goes against my deepest moral values and promises I made to myself.
So she's just out here getting fucked by her cousin.
Right. Lost her virginity to him.
To her cousin.
To her cousin. Which goes against her deepest moral values and promises that she made to herself, apparently.
Why the fuck did she do it?
I don't know, because I guess they wanted a benefits thing going.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would be able to fuck my cousin.
Could you fuck anyone in your family tree?
No, I don't think so.
Not even like a very distant branch?
I don't think so.
So this guy goes away to university. You think he's actually going to be fucking other girls, or he's going to be like, oh man, I want to fuck my cousin?
I would be fucking other girls if I were him.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be fucking your cousin.
That's true. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it depends how good his cousin's pussy is. But like, if I were him in this predicament and had just so happened to develop this relationship with a cousin of mine, which again would not happen, I would definitely still fuck bitches once I went to college. But I actually am like 90% sure I've cheated in every relationship I've ever been in.
Right. And that's what you said on the Let's Talk About Love episode.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I don't know if you want relationship advice for me, because I'm not really relationship bull.
When you come home from university, would you return to fucking your cousin, you think?
Probably. If we already had something like established, like whenever I'm around, we just gonna fuck. Again, this is if I were already in the predicament. I'm not out here cousin hunting. But
what about if he's getting with another girl at this university and she's like trying to get to know his background? You think he's gonna be like, oh yeah, I just got out of a thing with my cousin?
I would not be, personally. No, I don't think I would say that to people. He very well might. But that also depends what part of the country he's in. The bitch might be like, hey, me too. You know, there are some weird places in America. Back road in Missouri somewhere or something. But I don't know. If I were in that situation, I don't think I would go around bragging about it.
No.
I don't think I would go running my mouth like, hey, I'm hitting that.
But you'd still go back to it.
Like I said, depending on the quality of the coochie. If it's some high quality pussy, it's some high quality pussy. I mean, I can't get mad at him for it. But like, I don't know. I don't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, say no more.
Yeah, you feel me? I mean, I don't know. What's up next? What else we got?
My mom cooked and had me eat my pet ducks as a kid.
What?
I've always wanted a pet duck as a kid, and my mom caved in and bought me 3. She hoped that I would grow tired of them, so she could teach me a lesson about how animals are worthless without a use. But I guess I was very stupid and I didn't get it. I named them and used to play with them all the time. I would let them play in the kiddie pool and imagine myself as the person who taught them how to swim. Yeah, I was so stupid because of how I taught them how to swim. I kind of threw them into the water. See, I'm such an idiot. One of the ducks, Bubbles, became scared of swimming, lol. So I had now a duck that I had to teach to overcome a phobia the idiot me had induced. But this all ended when my mother just killed them to cook them for dinner as she had planned from the moment she bought them. At first she lied that it was chicken meat, but then caved in and just forced me to eat the duck soup and then their fried meat. There were 3 ducks, so I had to continue eating them the next days. I kept crying and got beaten every time I cried.
Jesus Christ. That's a terrible story.
It really is.
I am so sorry that that happened to you, person. I myself also had some pet ducks.
Really?
Of sorts.
Of sorts?
Yeah, when I had a pool when I was like 4 or 5, I was real young. I had a pool in my backyard and there were 2 ducks that would like chill there all summer. And we named them Lucy and Ricky. But yeah, they would just like hang out in our pool and like chill with us. They never came in the crib or anything. They weren't really our pets.
They were outside ducks.
They were outside ducks.
Did you ever
feed
them?
Yeah. I didn't, personally. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten duck?
No. No, I don't think I want to.
No?
No. I heard it was kind of fatty, and I don't really like fatty meat. And also, I kind of fuck with ducks. Me and ducks have a cool relationship. I don't think I would want to eat them. Like, chickens are fucking annoying. I'll eat chicken. Cows. Fuck cows. Whatever. But yeah, I don't think I would want to eat duck. Like, a horse? I wouldn't eat horse meat, purposely.
What do you mean?
Would you?
Well, no.
Like, if somebody was like, yo, I got horse burgers. Like, are you going to eat a horse burger?
No. But what do you mean on purpose? You would be open to eating it by accident?
Well, I think I might have eaten it by accident, actually. The Taco Bell in the mall that like used to be there, they got shut down because they were using horse meat instead of ground beef. So like it's possible I may have accidentally eaten it at some point or another. If somebody was like, yo, do you want this horse burger, I would not eat it.
What about if they said, you want this buffalo burger?
No, I don't have any interest in buffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Ostrich burger?
No, I would eat an ostrich egg omelet though.
Okay, why?
Because they're really big. Like they said one ostrich egg is equivalent to like 2 dozen eggs.
And you think you can eat 2 dozen eggs?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But I really like eggs, like, a lot. So I could definitely eat at least, like, a dozen, for sure.
This Reddit, some of your answers is going to lead into an interesting question later.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a fucked up story, man.
Yeah, your parents bought you a pet and then killed it and made you eat it and then beat you for crying while you were eating it. That's, like, a super bad job, bro. I'm very sorry that happened to you, or miss, whatever. I don't know if you gendered yourself. Yeah, sorry to hear that. That's a super bad job.
What are your thoughts on him, like, teaching them how to swim? Aren't ducks born with the...
Yeah, he definitely didn't teach them how to swim. He probably, quote-unquote, thought he did. He was real hard on himself. He kept calling himself an idiot, so he's got a whole mess of shit to deal with besides having to eat his pets.
So, super bad, John.
Yeah, that's just awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
R.I.P. to the ducks.
For sure.
Alright, this one I'm excited to present to you.
Okay.
I fucked a block of cheese from the family refrigerator.
Hmm?
I fucked a block of cheese from the family refrigerator.
Okay.
This just happened, and I can't believe I did that.
All right.
Obviously, I can't tell anyone I know about this, but I really need to get it off my chest. So recently, I have been hornier than ever. I have no clue why, but I have been ridiculously horny all the time for the last few months. I'm a 19-year-old in quarantine, so maybe that's it? Tonight, I planned on yanking the old meat stick, as I do every night, but something hit me. I felt a little annoyed because I'm tired of just using my hand all the time and wanted something new. I have no clue why, but out of every single thing I could have thought of, the first thing that came to my mind was a block of cheese in the fridge. I could have been the average Redditor and fucked a coconut, sock, or a couch, but no. For some reason, it had to be a block of cheese. I waited for my parents to fall asleep for a little bit before making my way up from the basement to the kitchen fridge. In my horny state, I did not once question why I was about to do this. When I got to the fridge, I carefully opened it, got the cheese out, and went back downstairs. I set the cheese on the couch and got ready. Now here's a piece of advice for anyone who ever wants to fuck a block of cheese. Heat that shit up before sticking your dick in it. Having your dick in a very cold block of cheese is not a very pleasant feeling. I couldn't heat it in the microwave because I didn't want to wake my family up. So I was stuck here fucking a very cold block of cheese. I will admit, besides it being cold, it wasn't too bad. If it was heated up, it would have been the best sexual experience I've ever had. So, I jizzed in the cheese. Bigger load than normal, so this whole thing looked disgusting, and I already felt post-nut regret. I put the whole thing at the bottom of the big trash can in my laundry room, which never really gets checked. If anyone asks, I'll just say I was super hungry and ate the whole block of cheese. As I am writing this, I just realized that cheese isn't going to stay fresh for long in there, and it will start to smell. Need to put it on the curb for the garbage truck soon. Overall, 7 out of 10 experience. Probably won't do it again, and you should never consider being like me. So, yeah.
I want to know why you went with a block of cheese. I want to know how you got your dick into a block of cheese that was hard and cold. I want to know why you didn't pull out. I'm very upset with you for this story.
With me or the person?
The person. I'm very upset with whoever wrote this story. I can't imagine that cold, hard cheese feels good. How'd you do it? Like, did you drill a hole? Was it Swiss cheese? Were there already holes? Where did you find an entrance in a block of cheese? I've seen people make, like, pocket pussies.
Right.
I've seen some makeshift coochie before. Never once has anybody even brought up the idea of a block of cheese. I've seen people use latex gloves in warm water. I've seen people use fruits cut and microwaved. I've seen a variety of things in my day, but what the fuck, dude? Like, what the fuck, dog? How do you, like, and then you cream pied the cheese. Like, what, dog? Why would you do that? What would you do if you went in your son's room and found a block of cheese dripping nut?
Well, for me personally, I would think the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree.
You haven't fucked a block of cheese.
Well, no, but I've...
Cut that out.
I have, like, a...
You do have a cheese thing.
I have a cheese thing. You know, we've talked about on Welcome Home, me and Jake, how I snorted Parmesan back in my day.
Yeah, you are a big cheese guy.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about this story?
I get it.
Jesus.
I wouldn't do it, but I get it. I like cheese.
Not that much.
I get your point of fucking the block of cheese. Where did you stick your dick in to fucking cream pie it? Because, like, even if it's a block of Swiss, like, that's got, like, holes in it, you know, that'll go through. Like, it's not like you're sticking your dick in something like a vagina where it's, like, I would imagine it would come out the other side. So, the only viable thing I can think of for him cream pieing in this cheese is that it was a whole goddamn wheel.
No, see, I'm thinking, like, imagine a brick, right?
Okay.
Now, look, the brick is facing you. You turn the brick on its side.
Yeah.
Turn it long ways.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that's how we went in.
You know, would the cheese have a hole through it that you could stick your dick in? Especially being cold like that?
That's what I'm at. I think he had to have drilled one. Or, like, fingered one or something. Like,
maybe tongued one?
He had to have made a hole for himself.
You don't subscribe to the theory that was a whole wheel?
No, I don't think so.
No.
He said block. He didn't say wheel.
Well, I mean, maybe it was just semantics in his mind.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was a block that he went kind of long ways with.
So, say this was you.
Okay.
What kind of cheese would you use?
Probably American.
American? You wouldn't go Swiss for the accessibility?
No, maybe cheddar.
Cheddar?
Yeah. What would you go?
Ooh. Oh, man, you know what I just thought of?
What?
And I'm not necessarily saying you should try this at home, but at the same time, maybe you should.
Don't. I don't know what he's about to say, but don't try it at home. I promise you're not going to want to try this. And we do not endorse it.
Maybe like a thing of fresh mozzarella, you know, because it's already like squishy. You can stick your dick in it relatively easily.
You think so?
I think as far as cheese goes, it's probably the closest simulated cheese that you could get to either a pocket pussy or a vagina, especially if you heat that shit up a little bit.
I won't be trying it.
If you were fucking the block of cheese, though, you'd put it in the microwave, though. You wouldn't.
Probably.
Yeah. Wouldn't do it cold. I don't know why you would. I mean, like, I guess, you know, you explained you didn't want to wake up your family, but
you can catch the microwave at 1 before it beeps.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
I do it constantly.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a lot to unwrap here. The fact that that was the first thing he thought of. If you're going to fuck a food, what would be the first thing you think of, theoretically?
Personally?
Yeah.
A food? Probably like a watermelon.
A watermelon?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
No, what would you try?
I would do a warm donut, I think.
Warm donut. It'll fall apart.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like a jelly-filled one.
Still probably fall apart.
Well, it depends how hard you fuck it, I guess.
I guess. guess.
Are you gonna nut in the watermelon?
I don't think so.
No.
Honestly, I don't see myself fucking a watermelon in general. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll get in there and it'll just feel great and I will. But, like, right now I'm gonna say no. My plan is not to nut in the watermelon.
Okay. How about his rating of a 7 out of 10?
That just sounds like a personal problem. Pretty much, that just sounds like you gotta get out more. Go to, you know, the bar or something and find you some whores. Cause, come on, dog. I know a cold block of cheese isn't the best thing you got.
Apparently it is.
No, you got better options out there. It's alright, man. If you're listening, just don't do it again.
Or warm it up.
No, just don't do it.
Alright, anything else for him?
I hope I never meet you.
Okay.
It's gross.
That's gonna lead us right into our question segment.
Alright.
You remember how to answer questions?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, this will be a learning experience for you.
Alright.
Alright. Let's start with this one.
Okay.
And it's a pressing one.
Okay.
And I'm curious of your answer. I've been saving this question for you.
Okay.
I think it's a great question to start off your return.
Let's hear it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
Because you got the middle.
The dog.
Two buns. Pieces of bread. Two ends.
Yeah.
You feel me? And like, I guess some might argue you need two separate pieces to be a sandwich. Whereas I would say, look at the hoagie roll.
Well, yeah.
And honestly, hot dog buns are just like mini hoagie rolls.
Some of them.
If you really, like, think about it.
I mean, I've been really trying to figure out this question for myself.
What do you think? Why would it not be a sandwich?
Because you just don't categorize it as a sandwich. You generally categorize it as a hot dog.
Well, who's the you you're referring to?
Who?
You said you don't generally
categorize it. Well, just in general.
I would.
So you're throwing down a hot dog, you're like, oh, this is the best sandwich I've ever had.
Well, no, because it's not. I've had better sandwiches. But I would definitely classify it as a sandwich if I had to.
Okay.
Like, if somebody said there were going to be finger sandwiches at a party and they brought out a bunch of like mini hot dogs or like hot dogs cut in half or something, I would not be upset.
See, like my thought is with a sandwich, by and large, there's multiple contents and components and you can, I don't know, you can eat a hot dog on its own. Now, right. That's not to say you can't eat the contents of a sandwich, you know, your average Italian hoagie or whatever on their own.
Right. It's called a salad.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go in the camp that it is a sandwich.
I don't see how you could go any other way.
I don't think I'm going to think of it or view it as a sandwich at any time ever.
You have to.
I don't want to.
Well, you have to if you're going to acknowledge it as a sandwich. And I mean, like, you got to think, like, people are specific in sandwich talk anyway. They don't say, hey, do you want a sandwich? They say, do you want a hoagie or do you want a BLT or do you want, you know, any variety of sandwich that they have, grilled cheese.
So you think hot dog is the name of the sandwich, not the name of the food?
Yeah.
Huh. Because, like, you know, in an Italian, you could have, like, capricola, ham, salami, whatever. Those are all individual things.
Right.
It's called an Italian hoagie. So you think the sandwich is called a hot dog?
Right, yeah. The sandwich is called a hot dog. The dog itself, I would say, is called a hot dog as well, probably. Kind of like how
there's... It's like a New York, New York kind of thing.
Something like that. Kind of like how there's one moose or there are many moose.
What? Where'd you see a moose?
You're not familiar with that grammar thing? Is it grammar? I don't know. Like, there's one deer or there are many deer.
If there's going to be one of something, yeah. But if there's multiple, then there's many, yeah.
Right.
But what are you saying?
That hot dogs are sandwiches.
Fair enough. All right. Next question.
What do we got?
Best kind of donut. And this is looped back to a couple minutes ago, our conversation about fucking donuts.
So I recently have been eating more donuts than usual. And I personally will say that my favorite donuts are a nice plain glazed donut.
Yep.
With a good amount of glaze on there.
Yep.
Almost unbeatable. Delicious. Or a nice regular donut with some icing and some sprinkles on it.
Mm-hmm.
One of those classics.
Yeah.
Love them, as well as chocolate glazed. Also a big fan of chocolate glazed. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. I agree with you on, you know, you can't really go wrong with like the base kind of donuts, the classic glazed or the plain with iced and sprinkles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're not into like Boston creams?
No. No, I'm not.
Not into jellies?
Nope.
Hmm.
Nope, not a fan.
Okay, so then that's where I'm going to have to differ and throw those into the mix. I'm a big fan of jelly donuts.
Okay.
I like sucking the jelly out.
Okay.
Because, you know, I just take a bite and then you can tongue it around. That'd actually be a good way to fuck a jelly donut.
Right. Don't make that sound again. while you're around me, please. But yeah, that is one way to get a jelly donut fucked, if you were looking to fuck one.
You could do the same thing with a Boston cream or a fucking white cream filled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
Although, with a Boston cream or a white cream filled, or maybe even a jelly, quite honestly, I might just leave it in there.
I don't know. We're going to stop talking about fucking donuts, though. But what would you say your favorite kind of donut would be?
Boston cream.
Boston cream?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Okay. I fucks with it.
Do you like donuts that have bacon on them and shit? That's becoming a popular thing.
I had a bacon donut once, I think. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't super great either.
I enjoy them. I get them once in a while.
Okay.
Last question here, and it's going to, again, wrap back around to discussion we were having earlier.
Okay.
In our Reddit referral.
Okay.
Would you rather farm cows, pigs, or chickens?
Like I'm a farmer?
Yeah.
Probably cows.
Cows?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, probably cows. I feel like pigs are too dirty and chickens are too wild.
You think cows aren't dirty?
I don't think cows are as dirty as pigs.
And you could obviously use them for their beef?
Yeah, beef, milk, eggs.
Eggs?
not eggs. Beef and milk.
Their hide?
I mean, I guess. I probably wouldn't. I'd probably just, like, sell them to somebody at that point. But that's fine. I would raise, like, cattle from calves and then just sell them.
Would you name them?
No.
No.
That would make it harder when I sold them.
How would you refer to them?
Yo! Like...
But how are they gonna know which one you're talking to?
I'm talking to all of them. Oh.
At all times.
At all times. Because okay. If I got to specify something to one of them, the rest of them need to hear it to know as an example not to do that shit.
You can't just trust the one guy to let the others know?
No.
No.
It's got to be a group event every time.
Okay.
And you see a cow straying off to the left. Yo! Yo! And get him right.
Cowboy Dolan.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a tough one. I would probably go cows too, just because overall I like beef products more than chicken or pork, I would say, on a whole.
Really? I love chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I do too, but on a whole, beef. Mm-mm. You know, burgers, cheesesteaks, fillets.
Chicken sandwiches, chicken cheesesteaks, chicken cutlets.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I'll go beef.
I think I would go chicken, honestly. If I really had to choose, I'd probably go chicken.
But you'd rather raise the cattle?
Yeah, because then I won't eat them.
Okay.
Remember, I'm just selling them.
Drinking the milk?
No.
No?
No, I heard milk straight out the udder has, like, pus and blood in it and shit.
Maybe.
They do a lot of stuff to, like, clean it and bleach it. All kind of weird shit.
You think you would get turned on when you were milking the cows?
I wouldn't milk the cows.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Why not?
That's not my job.
Would you help them give birth?
No.
So what is your job?
Make sure that as many of them as possible are alive for sale in the sale season. I get 20 cows a year, right? 20 calves that I gotta raise until they can go up to the auction. Just letting them rock out for a year, 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Solid answer. All right. And that's gonna bring a wrap to our question segment.
Okay. Okay. We getting there, folks.
Yeah. Dolan, you've been reintroduced to Reddit, the questions. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. I really am.
Good. Feels good to be back.
Yeah, it feels great.
Enjoying hearing these stories, answering these questions.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for y'all entertainment. Don't you forget it.
Good. And that's what we're going to lead into talking about a few minutes to wrap up episode 20 here.
Okay.
Some entertainment stuff, including, you know, what we got coming in the future.
Okay.
First, I want to let you know something. I want to clue you in here because I'm pretty sure you don't realize it. So this is going to be breaking news to you.
What's that?
So I read, well, I didn't read, I skimmed over something that Barstool posted today.
Okay.
Apparently, Pornhub removed about 9 million videos or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. They only have videos out there that are from, like, their partners or their modeling program, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, homemade porn stars like yourself, Lootypon, your videos are gone, pal.
I was deaf watching porn earlier, and there were definitely, like, homemade videos.
Where they were from was some kind of affiliate account with Pornhub. There mm-hmm. is no porn. I checked earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. I gotta go to X videos now. Or I can just go back to OnlyFans.
What do you mean go back to? You never started.
That's what I mean. Like, go back to the idea of starting an OnlyFans. Somebody actually the other day told me I should sell my dick on OnlyFans.
Yeah, well, that was an episode one promise. We've been waiting for it. We're 20 episodes in.
2021, we'll see what I can make happen.
Okay.
2021.
Leading into that, some stuff we got coming up that we want to talk about. As we mentioned earlier in the podcast, we got our A12 gaming going.
Mm-hmm.
With Dolan's return from his hiatus, we've been able to get ourselves launched, get some videos out there. So far, we got out there SpongeBob, some Fall Guys, Fallout 4, and these videos center around Dolan playing these games and me just kind of sitting there hosting and commentating and helping him out when I can.
Giving y'all good commentary on good video games for you good people, you feel me? Everything good.
Yeah, you're going to want to go check that out and let us know, comment on the videos, send us a DM, tell us what you want to see us play. Dolan, with some of the early stuff we've had going on, how have you been feeling?
I'm feeling good about it. I enjoy playing video games. I'm not very good at it, as you guys will see, but it's fun. It's a good thing to do. I like video games a lot.
What kind of games have you enjoyed playing so far?
The kind where I get to shoot stuff. Yeah, I like shooting stuff.
What kind of games do you want to be playing in the future?
Probably more games where I shoot stuff. You know, I've never really like gotten into like Call of Duty and stuff like that. I would like to try at some point.
Okay.
You know.
I'm sure that'll be an experience.
Yeah, that'll be a whole mess.
We've got it posted out there. Definitely go check that out. They're a lot of fun. They're a good watch.
And plus, I know some of y'all want to know what we look like.
Yeah. You see us on the episode art for Welcome Home.
Yeah, that's us, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, the A12 Gaming, that gives us the opportunity to bring you guys our visual, you know, show you our ugly mugs.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, so that's been a lot of fun. We got a couple videos out there, a bunch more coming in the near future. Going forward, 2021, the gaming is going to be right there at the forefront of A12 Media Productions, right alongside Welcome Home. And we got another thing coming that we'd like to announce right now. We're very excited about it. Dolan, you want to do the honors?
The last episode I was in, right?
Episode 10, yep.
Episode 10 suggested that I try a chicken margarita sandwich for the first time. And I guess that got some positive feedback from you guys. So we will be launching a series called Dolan Eats, where I try foods that I have not tried before and give you guys my immediate reactions and opinions to them. I have a very limited palate, I guess. I eat a lot of chicken fingers, and that's about it. A lot of pizza. So I haven't really tried a lot of foods that, like, most people have tried. So I look forward to surprising you guys with some fucking food.
Really excited to launch that. And that'll be also found on our YouTube page. Again, you're going to want to go on YouTube, search up 812 Media Productions. Make sure you subscribe, like the videos, comment what you'd like to see us play for 812 Gaming.
And what you'd like to see me eat for Dolan Eats.
Hell yeah. So those are the two things we have launching. We have 812 Gaming launched now. And we have Dolan Eats coming in the near future. Early 2021, be on the lookout. There's going to be a lot of new content coming in over the months on the 812 Media Productions YouTube page. It's going to be a great source of content. With that, let's start to wrap up episode 20.
Guys, it's been lovely.
Yeah.
I missed you guys. I missed this time together that we get. It's always a pleasure being able to come hang out with you guys for a little bit.
Yeah, we're so excited for you to be back. You know, again, a thank you to Steve who filled in for an episode. A thank you to Jake who picked up the co-hosting duties and just filled in and did a fantastic job.
Appreciate you, gentlemen. And we're going to get you on the show again real soon.
Yes, sir. And on that note, Dolan, welcome home.
Thanks, bud.
The return.
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
Yes, sir.
Feel me? Welcome home, you guys. I hope everybody has a fantastic day or night or whatever time you listen to this. I hope it's fucking awesome. I hope your life is wonderful and everybody is always happy. Love you guys. Welcome to fuck home. Peace.
Beautiful. Make sure to follow us on social medias, Instagram and Twitter, at Welcome Home Pods. Great place to submit any questions or topics of discussion. Go check out us on YouTube if you want to show your support. Great way to do so is just reposting for us on your Instagram, or you can check out the link to our Patreon in our episode description. We'll be back in 2021 with episode 21. So until then, guys, have a great holiday season. Happy New Year, and we will see you and we will talk to you shortly. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.